to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, it's so great to see you here on the Weekday Podcast. This is Holy Week, and we are preparing our hearts for Easter Sunday. And one of the things I'm reminded of is that in John chapter 2, Jesus was partaking of the Passover, which we just talked about at church, and Jesus in the Passover. But what's interesting in John chapter 2 is when Jesus shows up at the temple as part of the Passover, what he saw broke his heart. It says in John 2, verse 13, the Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And within the temple grounds, he found those who were selling oxen, sheep, and doves, and money changers seated at their tables. And so he made a whip of cords, and he drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and the oxen, and he poured out the coins of the money changers, and he overturned their tables. And to those who were selling doves, he said, "Take these things away from here. Stop making my father's house a place of business." And so today, I want us to think about over the next couple of days, what would it look like if Jesus showed up in the temple of our hearts in a similar way that he confronted the temple of his day? What would he confront inside of us? And so today, the one big thing that I want us to think about is Jesus always confronts sin. Jesus always confronts sin. In verse 15, it ends by saying he overturned their tables. In other words, there are some tables that people had set up and they had taken something, a temple that's supposed to help people far from God come closer to them, and they turned it into a house of business, and Jesus turned over the tables in their life. Well, today, as we start thinking about Easter Sunday coming up in just a few days, I want us to think about, are there tables in our own lives? Are there things inside of us that we haven't seen, that we've been ignoring, that we've unintentionally walked into that need to be dealt with in our life? Is there sin that Jesus confronts? Jesus walked into the temple and he immediately saw what wasn't right. See, most of the time in our lives, we want our prayers answered, but Jesus, he wants our character changed. For us, we want to feel good, but for Jesus, he wants to actually make us well. For us, we want to express, hey, I'm an individual, but for Jesus, he wants us to conform to him. For us, we want God to speak to us about the future, but for Jesus, he wants to deal with our present. And so today, I just want to encourage you, ask Jesus today, is there any sin in my life that you want to confront? Jesus, have I been ignoring anything? Jesus, have I been making excuses for something? Jesus, have I turned a blind eye to unconfessed sin in my life? Because Jesus, more than our outsides, Jesus cares about our hearts, and he wants to deal with the sin in our life. Why? Because it's killing us. And so today, allow Jesus to step into your heart and overturn those tables today. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.